live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right. Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Butchman, Kirk Crosby, live on your radio. Hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use, no doubt, continues. This is the broadcast for November 9th in the year of our Lord, 2017. This is Hour 2 at 2. And the goal always to protect life, liberty, and property and to promote God, family, and country on your radio. We're supposed to have our guest on, Neil Harmon, CEO of VidAngel. That didn't work out. We'll try to reschedule with him. I'm not sure what happened. There might have been a mix-up. We've got an email to them. We'll work on that, coming up or whatever. Anyway, hopefully everything's okay with those guys. We want to get them on and help promote the new technology they have and help promote, in my opinion, the great solution to let Americans control what they watch. Imagine a pro-choice issue like that, Kurt, being able to control what you watch, what you see, what you're exposed to. Kurt's speechless over that idea.
That does sound, way out. I'm sure that somehow it's evil, Sam, to be able to choose what you want to watch and take out the things you don't want. And it's probably part of this guilt culture thing. And we know that we should just be barraged by that because it's part of living in the world today.
Lies. Can't stand it, won't tolerate it. The new media taking center stage. Americans need to make a choice of what they'll support with their dollars, with their money. And I'm telling you, VidAngel's a great option. And we'll get into that, though, when we get Neil Harmon back. I don't know, sometimes busy CEOs just get swamped, things get double booked. We'll fix it. We'll get him back on. We'll get him on and we'll talk about it. Anyway, research group now says GOP tax bill costs $1.75 trillion, writes The Hill. Did you see this, Kurt?
No, but this is kind of standard stuff. It's amazing how if it's government taking from the American people, there's no real cost to it. I mean,
there sure is to Sam Butchman's wallet, buddy. So they say the cost is government cost, right? But it isn't. It's our cost, and that's the part they leave out, Kurt.
Well, that's exactly right. The other thing that they're forgetting, if you lower taxes, we've seen this happen so many times. It even happened in England, Sam, other places, like with Margaret Thatcher and stuff like that. But when they lower the percent that the government extracts from you, then they literally end up with a greater amount of revenue, and it's simply because the people that feel a little freer, if you will, they want to move forward with their lives and they want to do more economic activity, and because they do, that economic pie is greater, and that's what happens.
But yeah, but there's
nobody
one
really
with
wants
that.
To talk about that. What's that?
People would feel freer, Kurt. People would have money and be more prosperous and stuff like that. And how's that going to create a dependent nation? How's that going to create a scare fear tactic amongst folks so you can control them? How's that going to promote the new world global order, Kurt? How's that going to see? You got it all wrong, my friend. Even though you're right and you're telling the truth, you don't understand their agenda. Now, by the way, this is funny. They say research group, as if they want you to believe this is like some third-party group. You know who's researching this, Kurt?
Let's see.
I'm going to give you a hint.
Know.
The nonpartisan.
Oh, SPLC?
GAO.
Oh.
So the General Accounting
Government
Office.
Government Accounting Office. Or General, I can't remember if it's General Accounting
it's
Office.
It's both.
Government Accounting
it's
Office.
It's both, Kurt. It's the Government General Accounting Office.
Yeah.
Now, what I find fascinating about this, so the government's going to tell you what the thing is going to cost.
You got the GAO that we don't like that much, and then the GOA that we do like.
Absolutely. Now, don't get dyslexic on that, neither.
Yeah, good.
All I'm telling you is this is strange, though. So you got a government group reporting on a government group, and we're supposed to believe this is nonpartisan, right, Kurt? They would never pick sides.
Of course. No, I mean, they, yeah.
Now, the point, though, is this. You know what? I don't know if it's going to cost that much money or not. I do know I'm for lower taxes. But if it's going to cost that much money, what they're trying to do is get you into a big old tax debate about, well, maybe we shouldn't lower taxes. Maybe the Republican plan's bad. Can we tweak this little line item in the plan to make it better? But you're all off out in the weeds on the wrong discussion still, Kurt. That's the problem that I have with this. They're not even, one issue they need to switch the discussion to. Do you know what it is?
Well, they need to literally, I mean, you could say the overall issue would be the children, little babies. Then you could talk about the Federal Reserve, the, you know, income tax and the IRS. You know, if they're really talking about taxes, those would be high priorities, you know. But they're going to just leave the income tax system in place and just kind of wiggle it around a little bit, right? Rearrange the deck chairs on the Titanic.
That's what they want to do. I submit to you that there's only one discussion we should have. How much of a reduction in spending are we the people willing to focus on? Right? I mean, is that right?
Yep, but what's happened, Sam, is that's put off the table because, you know, it's partly because of this guilt and redemption thing we've talked about before, because if government doesn't give money, take money from, you know, especially the special classes and give to all those others, even our, you know, foreign, what do they call that? Foreign, where we hand out money to foreign countries and all that stuff. Even if we stop any of that, then we're just, I mean, we're not getting redemption, and we're certainly not paying for our evils of the past, right?
That's exactly right, and that's why I think we need to really, you know, point that. But is anybody pointing this discussion to, hey, if it's going to cost too much money on the national deficit or wherever we go on this thing, why don't we talk about spending cuts? What spending cuts are really here? Why don't we get after cutting foreign aid? Why don't we get after a lot of these expenditures on the military that we're doing? We could have a leaner, meaner, more technologically advanced military that could spend less money in the modern day. Surely we could. We could literally have experts combing through the government expenditures budget by budget and literally reporting back on ways that they can cut spending. There are so many things we could do. It's beyond imagination. In fact, there are groups doing that are our good friends right now, Kurt. The national taxpayers. Go ahead.
That's right. You know, and you could certainly use Melania Trump versus, you know, Mrs. Obama. Those two budgets are pretty simple to see. It was $1.24 million for Obama's, Mrs. Obama, and, you know, like $486,000 for Mrs. Trump. It basically 39% of what Obama spent, she runs it on that much less. If you simply pointed that out and said, look, all you other agencies, let's see if you're gutsy enough to do what this leading woman has done, you know, right?
Amen to that. Now, the National Taxpayers Union, NTU.org, the Citizens for Government Waste, both of those good friends of ours, they point out and highlight so many ways to get this done. It's beyond imagination. Rand Paul, Ron Paul, many others have put together, Mike Lee, have put together plans that would save just oodles of cash. There's ways to get this done, folks. But my point is we're going to debate how bad the Republican plan is because it tries to lower taxes and it's going to increase the deficit by, what, $1.75 trillion? Because that's not good. But I'm not going to follow
the
debate.
But I don't believe it's going to do that, Sam. Because we've seen this many times in the past, or at least I should say so many times.
But here's the only problem, and I want you to continue in a second, but here's the problem. If you say you don't believe that, now you're debating that and wasting our time on that debate, and they know that it isn't true, Kurt.
Right.
You're right. Now keep going, because you're making a point that's valid,
well,
but they know it isn't true.
You know, you look at least the one time in my lifetime that you could look at, when they literally lowered the taxes and made it less onerous on us, and that was Reagan's time, you literally had a much greater economy, even though the federal government's take of it was a smaller percentage since the economy was
greater. But a bigger
greater,
dollar amount.
That's right. Then they had more, literally more money brought in. And
that's all
so
true.
It's just easy to explain that.
It's easy to explain unless I just come back and say the Reagan days are a failure, Kurt. And see, now we're off on this big debate. And what we need to do is shift that debate, even though you're right. We need to shift that debate to, fine, why don't we reduce spending? Because reducing spending, no matter what, even if it is true, we'll get rid of it. If it's not true, we'll still fix it.
Let's lower taxes and reduce spending.
There's the point. Who's going to bring that up besides Sam and Kurt, huh? Liberty Roundtable live on your favorite talk station.
Ladies and gentlemen, what is the KQ? You know, the kosher question. Most Americans purchase their groceries while having no idea that almost every essential food product on the shelves is certified kosher by one of over 1,000 rabbinical agencies across the country. Indeed, the kosher question encompasses not only food and religion, but also affects our economics and politics. In an effort to promote awareness to this kosher question, developers have recently published an app for your smartphone that will not only educate users on this little-known phenomenon, but also features a database of food products that have not been kosher certified. The Koshertified app has prominent advertisement on TPC's homepage, or you can check out its website at koshertified.com. Wouldn't it be prudent to start eating in favor of your own interests? The Koshertified app will be your start. Download it now at koshertified.com. That's KOSCHERTIFIED.com.
Attention Liberty News Radio listeners. Hard-hitting talk radio has never been and never will be supported by the mainstream in America. Hard-hitting talk radio is taking on the mainstream press like never before. News the networks refuse to use is one of the best ways to educate people. We invite all liberty-loving Americans to join with us to restore the principles of our founding fathers and promote God, family, and country in the media and our lives. Please help spread the liberty message with your generous donation. You can go online at libertynewsradio.com right now and make a donation online. Or call 801-756-9133 and make a donation over the phone. That's libertynewsradio.com and 801-756-9133. Make a donation today. Begging politicians, bureaucrats, and educrats, and all do-gooders to please obey the supreme law of the land, the Constitution. This is Liberty Roundtable.
All right, back with you live. If we're going to have the tax debate, we got to talk about cutting spending, ladies and gentlemen. That's just an integral part of reality. No one's talking about it, but Sam and Kurt don't know why. But if they're going to talk about that, they got to get that done and discuss the decrease in spending. We support the proper role of government, ladies and gentlemen. So don't let them lie to you and tell you that we're anti-government. We support the proper role of limited government in America. Absolutely. Okay? Now, our guest, Neil Harmon, he happens to be CEO of VidAngel, vidangel.com, just like it sounds. And they've had an epic battle on their hands, but we're starting to see the, what, light at the end of the tunnel, I guess is the best way to say it. Neil, welcome to Liberty Roundtable Live, sir.
Thanks, Sam. Thanks for having me on.
You're very welcome. Now, first off, give me a little 30-second on who Neil Harmon is, will you?
You bet. So I am... My brothers and I started VidAngel because we have young children and we love great content. And there are certain things that we don't want reenacted or repeated in our home. And so we want to filter those things from great content and great stories. And that's why we started VidAngel.
You put together an epic service. Everybody loved it. It was getting signups left and right. Then the Holly Warped folks came to town and said, oh, no, we're going to force our perversion on you. The epic battle ensued. They created strange ways to try to shut you down. But you guys, in my opinion, deserve a medal here. You guys have fought back and stood strong. You put your technology gurus to work, and you're coming out of the other side, in my opinion, with a success story, right?
Yeah, well, I absolutely think this is going to be an American success story. It's going to be a story for American families. VidAngel is owned by almost 8,000 American parents. And essentially, the big billion-dollar companies in Hollywood are bearing down on these parents because they don't want parents to have the ultimate authority in their own home on how movies and TV shows are filtered.
Now, tell me what you mean when you say VidAngel is owned by these parents.
Well, when we were growing, we asked about a fourth of our customers if they would like to invest in VidAngel. And we got interest in investing in VidAngel to the tune of $62 million.
Ladies and gentlemen, let me just stop you there. Did you hear that? Parents want conservative, Christian, moral, filtered programming in their home to where 8,000 of them put together $62 million. Go ahead, sir.
Well, let me just make a correction there. 2 weeks after we asked our customers, that's when Disney, Fox, and Warner Brothers sued us. They didn't want us to get a hold of that money to be able to defend ourselves. And so they sued us, and they got us shut down in a California court. But before they did, we said to our customers, look, we asked for a bunch of money to grow this service, add all kinds of new features. Now we're looking at survival. Would anyone like to invest to help us take this to the Supreme Court? We need $5 million based on our analysis to make it all the way to the Supreme Court. We raised that money in 28 hours, had to turn it off, and because Texas, Arizona, and a few other states weren't able to participate. A couple weeks later, we turned it back on again for a weekend, and we had to turn it off again after the weekend because it hit $10 million. And that gave us enough resources both to fight the legal battle and to rebuild VidAngel so that people could get filtering while the lawsuit progresses.
All right. Now, to be clear, so people understand, normally you think of bankruptcy Chapter 7 ending it all. 11 oftentimes is kind of pitched as negative as well. But in certain cases, when Holly Warped is after you to shut down your very survival, sometimes that Chapter 11 has validity in the law to allow people to reorganize, to hold off the abuses, the pummeling that they're taking, and invest in solutions, which is exactly what you guys did, right?
That's exactly right. And Chapter 11 has some amazing features that the studios have no power over, and they don't get a say. I mean, it essentially puts a Chapter 11 judge between us and the studios, and that judge wants VidAngel to succeed, wants those 8,000 investors, investment to actually come to fruition, wants creditors to be paid, wants all interests, doesn't care just about Hollywood's interests, wants all interests to be served, and we think we come out on top on this.
All right. Now, tell me, can people invest now and become one of those 8,000?
No, not right now. We closed that investment off last year, and we want to get through this next stage of the legal battle, and we've filed a motion for summary judgment in Utah asking a judge to declare that our current service is lawful, and you know, after we get that kind of a ruling, it'll ensue a new era of growth, and we've got some opportunities for investment coming down the pipe.
All right. So while you were fighting that lawsuit with a huge amount of American families behind you, and that still is, you know, continuing and finishing up, you also had your technology wizards really in the back rooms putting together the plan, right?
That's right. That's right. We had more than 20 engineers working on this project without much sleep, and they developed a solution where you can filter. I mean, just for history, for those listeners who aren't aware, our old version, the Family Movie Act of 2005, requires there be an authorized copy of the movie so the studios get paid, and then the family set the filters in their home, and that there's no fixed copy of the altered version of the work. What we did was we bought DVDs and Blu-rays, so the studios got paid, we sold them, and then filtered them to people. That's what the studios said they didn't like. Then we switched the service to where you could connect your Amazon account, your Netflix account, HBO account, and in the future, Hulu and others, services that people are already using, and then be able to filter them through VidAngel. And surprise of surprise, the studios are now trying to oppose that service as well. But we
so before we get to opposing that service, so the idea is I literally buy a movie with one of these services and or pay for one of their services. I literally can then run it through your service by connecting the two together before I watch the movie. And that way, the one, the studios are paid. To yep. the service, whatever it is, you know, Netflix or whatever is paid, HBO, whatever. Three, yep. I'm not archiving it in any adjusted or edited form. There's none of that going on. And I just Correct. Simply watch it based on the triggers and the filters, the things that I want to block out. And it's all done. And at first, the studios were like, yeah, that's great. We'll get paid. This is awesome, right?
Yeah, that's what they said. They said when they were arguing against our old service, hey, the way it needs to be done is it needs to be done with an authorized stream, not a disc.
And now let me stop you, and I'll say this. They said that because they thought that that would shut you down and stop you. They didn't realize that there was good, honest Americans literally praying and sleeping and working for the family to support God's morality. They didn't realize that factor was at work, huh?
That's right. They didn't understand who they're dealing with. They're used to getting companies shut down and them rolling over and being done. But not VidAngel, not this team, and not all those 8,000 people who are fighting. And you, to be honest, it's more than just them. We had 10,000 people submit letters to the court. We had almost 200,000 people write a petition started by a Florida pastor. We've had 70,000 people donate to the litigation. This is a movement. This isn't a company. And eventually, the American family will win.
Now, so then the once they realize that, oh my goodness, their attempt to stop you isn't going to work because you really have technology now and you can make it work based on what they agreed. Now, what are they saying?
Well, now they just come up with other sophisticated copyright arguments to say, no. You guys are making a copy of the unaltered version of the work, and so no, that's not allowed. And we say, well, that you can't provide this service to people on modern devices without that. And the law says that that's possible. How we ask, you know, we essentially say how.
But let me stop you there, though. You're not making the copy. The service is making the copy.
Well, yeah, that's what. Well, the family is asking us to filter to them the work, and they've already paid for the right to be able to watch it. And just because there is a process in which VidAngel intercepts the stream and then resends the stream to the user with filters, and it's incidental that copies have to be made during that process on a technical level. The studios now want to say, no, you can't do that. You can't do that without our permission. And we will see what the law says.
The battle rages on, ladies and gentlemen. Our guest riding shotgun to Dale, Neil Harmon, Neil Harmon, VidAngel.com. They also have another fun service we're going to talk about, too, a little later in the program about comedy. I think it's drybarcomedy.com, but we'll talk about that with Neil in seconds and what you can do to help and exactly what's going on and what the future looks like and more. It is for the family, folks. Hang tight.
Your daily Liberty Newswire. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
Scott Bradley here. Most Americans are painfully aware that the nation is on the wrong track and in dire straits. Unfortunately, most political pundits only nibble around the edges when they claim to address the issues. Even worse, many of the so-called solutions are simply rewarmed servings of what got us into the mess we currently face. And the politicians think we're so gullible and naive that we'll buy their lies that they have reformed and now understand where they led us astray. Unfortunately, the truth of the matter is that they simply wish to continue to hold power. The solution to America's challenges is found in returning to the timeless principles found in the United States Constitution. My book and lecture series will reawaken in Americans an understanding and love of the principles which made this nation the freest, most prosperous, happiest and most respected nation on earth. Visit topreservethenation.com and order my book and lectures to begin the restoration of this great nation.
Okay, girls, about finished with your lesson on money?
Daddy, what is a buy-sell spread for gold coins?
Well, when you sell a gold coin to a coin shop that's worth, say, $1,200, you don't actually get $1,200. But don't worry, we're members of UPMA now, so we don't have to worry about that.
Daddy, what if somebody steals our gold?
We don't have any gold at the house. It's stored safely in the UPMA vault, securely and insured.
But the S&P 500 outperformed gold. Daddy, gold is a bad investment.
Some people do think of it that way, but actually, gold is money. And as members of the United Precious Metals Association, we can use our gold at any store, just like a credit card. Or I can ask them to drop it right into Mommy and Daddy's bank account, because we're a UPMA member family.
Find out more at upma.org. That's upma.org.
Each week, the political cesspool, known worldwide as the South's foremost populist conservative radio program, hits the airwaves to bring you the other side of the news and to report on events which are vital to your welfare but are hushed up or distorted by the mainstream media. However, to continue doing this, we need your support. Go online at www.thepoliticalcesspool.org and make a safe and secure donation. If you prefer not to make an online donation, you can send us a check or money order to the address on the website. No matter which way you choose, the political cesspool needs your support. Go online to www.thepoliticalcesspool.org and make a donation today.
With news the networks refuse to use, you are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right, we're talking to Neil Harmon, CEO of vidangel.com. They're doing a great job. They've revamped their technology. Now you can hook it to streaming services, Amazon, HBO. They're going to be adding a bunch of other services as well, and you literally could filter the movies. The Hollywood folks are going berserk. They just can't stand the idea that you and I can reject their filth, but yet support their movie. They ought to be grateful that we're watching their movies at all. I propose we just shut them all down and go watch different sources and different movies. In other words, we ought to create our own institutions. But nevertheless, we need to support VidAngel and others who are doing a tremendous job at making it all possible. They really have fought the good fight, in my opinion, and I feel like they've turned the corner. At some point, the judges are going to start to get sick of Hollywarp and go, you know what? There's just no way to satisfy you goons. And that's, I think, where we're going to end up, Neil. Is that a fair assessment, you think?
I do. I think Hollywood did a really good job in the beginning of painting VidAngel as a bad actor. But as time rolls on and as the legal case progresses and as more courts and judges are involved, they begin to see through their story and see the problem here, and I think that they're going to eventually side with VidAngel on the Family Movie Act.
All right, now it's a little bit expensive if you buy VidAngel. What is it, $8 a month now, and then you buy all these different services? It kind of ratchets up your bill. That's a little bit of a concern, although that's not necessarily maybe how it has to stay. In other words, I think that there's a future there to update pricing and do certain things too, right? Like maybe how many services you connect to it and those kinds of things.
Sure. Sure. Yeah. And we already have thoughts and plans on how to handle that. We've already gotten feedback from customers, and this service will evolve over time. But the idea, what we learned early on was that filtering is of interest to 40% of American families. And that market is absolutely huge if people can pay for the content that they want to watch and also filter.
And I want to add one other thing. You say 40% is interested in filtering. I think out of the other 60%, there's a significant amount of those people who believe it will be disruptive to them, and so they're saying they're not interested in it. However, once they understand how seamless it really is and how desirable and nice it really is, in other words, when I think of filtering, I'm thinking, oh, man, it's going to, you know, cause me issues or just get in the way of me watching this movie or whatever else. But when you actually use it and you go, you know what? That's just nice. It's sweet. It works well.
Yeah.
A lot more people, even than the 40%, are going to be interested. I'm telling you right now, Neil.
Yeah, well, we hope so. But that's the research that we had done. But what we also learned was that it should be a feature. It should, you know, the American family should be able to cover their eyes and close their ears in their own home. They should be able to use a remote to do it. And they should be able to hire a technology to do it for them. If they're able to pay for the content they want to watch, and then the filtering is a feature for them, then it's a gigantic market.
And I think that's the debate. They at first wanted to pitch you guys as trying to get out of somehow paying or manipulating ways to pay or somehow attacking the revenue side of things. And now I think the court case and over time has proven that to be absolutely false. And that's why the judges and the American people are starting to jump on this and go, hey, wait a minute. We do agree.
That exactly. BitAngel is a story of a company and a group of people who have tried to get Hollywood to receive payment in any way they could possibly conceive, and they don't want to receive payment from people who want to filter unless they're forced to.
Kurt, do you have a question for Neil?
You know, when I look at this, Neil, by the way, our family's used your service for a lot of, ever since we first heard about it, and we promoted it, Sam and I, as much as we have been able to, you know, and one of the things that I noticed, I was just going there to your website, you know, right now, and so when I log in with my email and my password, then it says connect your streaming accounts. And so it's got Amazon Video, Amazon Prime, Netflix, HBO. It says HBO Amazon channel. So those are the options that you currently have right now, right?
That's correct.
Yeah, and what we need to do is move it in more to players, too, where I might be able to eventually at some point just hook my Roku device up, and everything that goes to the Roku would have it that way. I don't know if that's possible, but that's, I think, where we want to go, right?
We're working on our Roku app. We have a beta version of the Roku app that you can get. It's not in the Roku store yet, but if you go to vidangel.com/Roku, you can install the beta version of our app.
And does that filter everything that you watch on the Roku, or does that only filter the channels?
No, not everything. So that's a future goal of ours. We're actually working on right now artificial intelligence technologies. Right now, VidAngel is crowd filtered. So there's lots of people throughout America who just tag the movies that they already watch so that families later on can go watch them without some of these things in them. We are currently teaching computer algorithms how humans tag these movies and TV shows so that computers can do it automatically. And once that happens, then we can build a product that will automatically filter everything. But until that technology is developed, it's just too much content. But we're working on that.
Now, I know some people are thinking, hey, it's a dark day in America. You know, things are really bad in America. And I get that we're in perilous times. I get that things look bad. I mean, look, there just seems to be, you know, battling and fighting and culture wars on every front. I know it seems scary and frustrating, and I understand that. But I want to really insert in people's minds to move forward with faith. Look, you got Sam and Kurt on the radio. We may not be fixing the world by 3 o'clock, but we're certainly taking part in making a difference. You got Neil Harmon in this epic battle doing a great job. Him and his brothers decide we want something quality for our children. We want to cover their eyes and ears when it's something bad, but we want them to watch good things. And so they get involved in this epic battle. There's so many people doing so many good things that you don't even know about. I did not know that I could have been one of those 8,000 families to actually be an owner, part owner in VidAngel. I wish they could somehow, you know, let me slide in under the wire or something like that. We need good people doing good things. And this is the example of solutions in the making, ladies and gentlemen. This is a critical thing to understand. Because when I say we need to build our own institutions, this is one of them. We're building technology using AI or artificial intelligence, using new technologies brought to the table to make sure that we can watch good, clean stuff. Okay, and not have a war with Hollywarped, but say, you know what? We'll show you how valuable the filters are and how Americans don't really want that smut in the first place. But in the meantime, we'll reward you for quality content. We just want to control the outcome of how it comes into our homes. And if you let us do that, then we'll work together and coexist and have solutions on the table. And all I'm telling you is when I see this stuff, it gives me tremendous hope, Neil.
Well, thank you so much for your support. We've been heartened by the outpouring of support from Americans and from how VidAngel has become a movement for people, something that represents the change that they want to see in the world.
You know, VidAngel and the epic battle here and the success we've had and the progress, and I know it's been a struggle, but, you know, it makes me think that there are angels among us, like the Alabama song kind of says. You know, it makes me feel like, you know what, there is more than just our efforts. And I'm sure along this difficult road that you guys have traveled, you felt like miracle after miracle have been happening, huh?
Oh, my goodness. Books could be written on the stories that have happened behind the scenes that have opened doors for us and made this possible. So we definitely think we have help.
What can the American people do to help now? Obviously, they can sign up and get a VidAngel account, vidangel.com. We highly recommend people do that. But what else can people do that would be helpful to the quest right now?
If you wanted to go to savefiltering.com and sign the petition started by the Florida family, that would be helpful. If you want to, currently Senator Hatch is trying to broker meetings between the studios and VidAngel, and also there is an amendment to the Family Movie Act that clarifies that stream filtering is legal, that might be coming forth here shortly in Congress. So any efforts to contact one's congressperson or representative and just say, hey, if Senator Hatch wants to bring forth an amendment, please support him. So there's lots of ways that we're trying to attack this while we defend the battle in court.
All right. The website Neil mentioned, savefiltering.com. Sign the petition. You said that Orrin Hatch is helping?
Yeah, he is.
Wow. I've never seen him do anything good in my life. That's phenomenal news. Wow. All right, I'll be fair. When he started out, he was a good guy. It just seems like the swamp monsters.
He's been there a long time, hasn't he?
The swamp monsters have got him. But you know what? Good for him. We'll give credit whenever credit's due. Neil Harmon with us, ladies and gentlemen. Hang tight, Liberty Roundtable Live on your favorite talk station.
We fought. We learned. We struggled. We won. Despite Obama's best efforts, the newspaper of the human resistance survives. We have lived only to face a new nightmare, the war against the machines. Read about our struggle in The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. The Sovereign is a 24-page monthly tabloid newspaper about the war between man and machines. We've tried reason, we've tried legislation. We've tried every peaceful means imaginable, and all it's gotten us is shut out. So now we fight the machines. Order online today at thesovnews.com or find The Sovereign at select newsstands. Remember to read The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. The human resistance's battle against the machines will be everlasting. This is mercy. It was never our destiny to stop the age of Obama. It was merely to survive it. Together. Together.
Okay, let's try this. Honey, I've got some surprising news. No. Okay, this'll work. Guess who's gonna have a baby? No, that's not it. Oh, I don't know.
Hi, honey. Are you okay?
Jill's pregnant.
Our Jill? She's just a kid.
I know. But, you know, nothing really has to change when the baby comes. I'll help her. We'll just help her, right? We never thought it would happen to our Jill, or to us. We didn't know how to best help her through the tough decisions she'd have to make. Thankfully, we found that help. And not just for her, but for us, too.
We're here to listen. We're here to help. LDS Family Services. Where there's help, there's hope.
Promoting God, family, and country. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Radio.
As you know, my fellow Americans, we would never ask you to do something that we're not willing to do. So on the break, I just went and signed the petition. Please sign the petition now. SaveFiltering.com is the website to get that done. SaveFiltering.com. We're talking to Neil Harmon, CEO of VidAngel.com. And they also have DryBarComedy.com. Tell me about that, Neil.
You bet. So VidAngel has two goals. One, goal one is that filtering becomes easy, accessible, and available on modern technology.
And by the way, I would say the term for that in the IT world is ubiquitous, right?
Yeah, yeah. And then the second goal is that the filtering choices made actually impact the future of content. And DryBar Comedy is our first foray into that goal. We've shot over 100 specials from comedians flying in to our headquarters from all over North America, and they sign an agreement that they'll get paid more when they are filtered less. So they perform live before a live studio audience, and first off, the audience needs to rate their performance over 4 stars for them to be published on VidAngel. And then after they're published on VidAngel, if families decide to filter them, in the studio, it affects their pocketbook. If they decide not to, then they get paid more. And so what happens is that these comedians, amazing comedians from L.A., from New York, from Seattle, from Canada, from Mexico, they come and they bend over backwards to serve this audience. And DryBar Comedy is now the largest collection of clean stand-up in the world.
And Brian Regan's making a bunch of cash.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, for sure.
Right. But the whole point that I wanted to drive home with this discussion about DryBar Comedy is VidAngel not only wants to filter, okay, which is good, and they want to deliver into your home safe, moral content, ladies and gentlemen. That's what the discussion is. And you would think the pro-choice people would be all over that choice, but they're not. They're just pro-death. Anyway, but the second and most, in my mind, important piece to this is their drive to change the landscape, if you will, to make moral content a choice and a strived for desired outcome by good people. I think oftentimes this filthy world, you just think you got to be filthy to be part of it. It isn't true. And if we can encourage this, a lot of these comedians might be very salacious and foul-mouthed and whatever, but when they come and strive for this, they leave with a different view of what it really means, don't they?
Oh, absolutely. We've had, I think, at least a dozen comedians say they've given the best performance of their lives at DryBar Comedy. They've loved it. They've raved about it afterwards, and many of them are coming back. They're sending their friends, and we're getting to where we're turning away many, many comedians because the caliber of people coming is just continuing to increase. And, I'm not sure that they recognize that the reason for that is because it's clean. You know, they're trying to serve a specific audience. They have specific boundaries and they're working within them and they're killing it. We had 8 million minutes viewed in September and, 33 million minutes viewed in, October. It's just exploding.
Now, is DryBar Comedy part of your subscription then?
Yes. It's free to watch as part of the VidAngel subscription.
Okay, so let's be clear. Not only are you getting filtering and the ability to filter all these services and everything else, but you're getting this two-pronged agenda of VidAngel, which is to have one filtering available now, savefiltering.com, but then secondly, to push for the drive towards clean content and make it financially viable and a financial reward for those who are doing it. And now you're getting extra services and value production as part of your subscription, right?
Absolutely. There's DryBar Comedy. There are original movies and exclusive content there. There's allegories, kids content. We just started launching what's called Family Night Out. You can think of it as clean TED Talks for families. So there's all kinds of great content that's available as part of your subscription.
And it's going to continue to grow. That's the beauty.
Yep.
That's the good part.
Yep.
All right, what else is the future for you guys? I mean, you're doing so much. The problem that I have, this is interesting, Neil. Let me just tell you this. As a nationally syndicated talk show host, it's called Liberty Roundtable because it isn't about just Sam talking about everything all day, although we do plenty of talking. I'm sure some people say, Sam, just shut up. But it seems to me that our goal on Liberty Roundtable is to bring to the roundtable all kinds of people that are doing all kinds of good things. And, man, I just keep hopping trying to find the good stuff to bring to the table. How is it possible to keep up on what guys like you are doing and other people? I find myself without a full-time job, you know, applied to this, just keeping up on all the good things that are happening and to report on it is just an epic battle in and of itself.
Yeah, it is. It is, and it's terrific what you're doing, trying to highlight those kind of stories. I just think it's terrific.
You know, I worked with a guy a long time ago. We did a service called Extraordinary News. It didn't get the funding that we needed. Anyway, the guy had some health problems and stuff like that. But this is the effort that we keep working on. And, you know, it's kind of like building the light bulb. There might be a few failures and a few twists and turns and chapter 11s and stop this service and start that service kind of stuff that Neil and Sam and Kurt and many others have to do to make this stuff happen. But we're never going to give up because we believe we're on a mission from God, an epic quest. To truly make America a better place. It's almost like the Boy Scouts motto on steroids, Neil.
Yeah. Yes, it is. And it's worth it. Like, I mean, what better way to wear out your life than in trying to make the world a better place for children and grandchildren?
All right. What else should we know about what you guys are doing?
Well, that's a great question. We have, you know, you should, you know, if you had a chance, in late November or early December, there's going to be a huge announcement come out in late November, and I think you'll be really excited about it, but I can't.
Do you dare get to come on the radio right before and break it, or break it at the same time so we get the scoop?
Well, it'll be broken very first for VidAngel subscribers, so they'll actually see there will be trailers for it playing on VidAngel this month. So,
all right.
Look for that.
So let me know when it's good to announce. We need to have you or somebody from your staff back on to quickly announce it. And again, you know, just imagine emailing us and whatever, and we can have you on for 5 minutes for quick announcements or things like that. We just want to stay in the middle and help out and promote and spread the word. And you know what? Again, it takes all of us as Americans. It takes Neil. It takes Sam. It takes a person that became part of this epic group that saved VidAngel, these families, or a subscriber. Every one of us has a role to play.
Yes, and there's going to be a great opportunity for a lot more people to be taking a role in this battle this announcement. So,
all right, where is Dry Bar Comedy? Can people go see that live?
Yeah. So season 2 is done filming. So season 3 is going to start in January. So, and it's shot live, and you can buy tickets on drybarcomedy.com and come to the VidAngel headquarters to watch it if you'd like.
And where's that at? In Provo, Utah?
It's in Provo, Utah.
Just imagine, the home of BYU, the Stone Sober School, the home of VidAngel, Liberty Roundtable Live not far from there, Liberty News Radio. Good people doing good things everywhere, and people are flocking to the truth and to good. People want this stuff. They're seeking for it. They just sometimes don't know where to find it, Neil.
Yes.
All right, any last thoughts before we let you fly?
No, thank you, Sam, for having me on. I really appreciate it.
All right, my friend, Godspeed. There he goes.
Free to try, 30-day free trial. We'd love to have people try it out and give us feedback. We're trying to improve it.
Give both websites out again.
It's vidangel.com, vidangel.com, or drybarcomedy.com.
Godspeed, sir. Come back soon.
Thank you.
There he goes, Neil Harmon. Kurt, what do you say to that? Doesn't that get you excited for America and excited for freedom and all we're doing?
That's right. It's a great example of what we talk about all the time, you know, the individual, somebody saying, hey, here's something that's wrong, we've got to improve it, fix it, and you know, these people are doing it.
The power of one becomes two, then the few, then the many, and wow, we change the world. You know, Neil and his brothers just talking about this, I'm sure, around their kitchen table or while they're golfing or while they're whatever they're doing, going, man, I sure wish we had. Think of where we've come from, the I sure wish we had days, Kurt, with the power of one, to what we've got now. VidAngel, millions of dollars, changing the world, bringing in comedians to clean up their act, paying them more for doing so. I mean, it just doesn't get better than this kind of stuff. Just imagine if we had millions more Americans putting their money where their mouth is, just like Neil and those guys did, just like the 8,000 families that decided they wanted to be part of that, just like the subscribers to VidAngel and the comedians that say, I'm willing to clean up my act for more money. Absolutely. I didn't realize people wanted this. Just imagine the synergism and the solutions and the opportunities that are happening here. Wow.
Well, it sure does, push forward. And I remember years ago, I'm a big fan of a guy named Zig Ziglar, and Zig Ziglar would talk about some of these presenters who in the past, they, for example, would get invited to a company to do some kind of presentation or at least be on the list, and the company would say, well, we looked at your stuff and we wanted to have you, but there was some stuff in there that, we really couldn't condone. We couldn't have at our events. And the presenter would say something like, well, we'll take that out for you guys. And the, at that time, they basically responded and said, well, what we're really looking for is somebody that doesn't have to take it out. And, you look now, at least when it comes to comedy, I'm encouraged when you see these people saying, look, hey, we'll encourage you to be clean and to present funny stuff without bad things mixed into it. Just like, food these days or whatever it is, we've got a whole group of people that they just don't want junk anymore. They want
Amen
the
to
truth.
That. And I like the idea that Zig Ziglar and others say that, we're looking for original good content from the get-go. I like that. But I'm learning from Kurt and others that, although that's the best path, that's not the only path. And if you can take a comedian and pay him more money and get him to clean up his act, why not help people change and grow and repent and make a difference? It might be that a comedian grows up and he's never had great role models in his life, and we can use this Christian idea that says, look, we can rub shoulders with him, be friends with him, be kind to him. And he might just have a change in his heart and in his mind and say, man, I never knew life could be like this.
That's exactly right.
And we've got to do that too. And I've been kind of the guy that's the other guy, like the Zig Ziglar, that says, oh, no, we just want the peer stuff. I'm learning from Kurt and others that there's a better way. There's a more inclusive way. And I think we need to learn to practice it. If we're true Christians, that's what we'll do. Liberty Roundtable Live. This nation shall endure.